Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
All right, guys. Welcome back. Earn Your Leisure. This is a very special episode. Shout out to Philadelphia, the great city of Philly.
We went back to the city of brotherly love.
Yeah, they've been
so good to us.
We have you in Philly. So a few weeks ago, I'm on Instagram. Like I'm always on Instagram all day, every day.
Every day. All day.
Somebody tagged me in United Masters. Shout out to United Masters.
Yeah, shout out to the boys over there.
They did a post, and they had a young man that was an entrepreneur, and somebody was like, yo, get him on Earn Your Leisure. So I looked at it, and I looked at the post. And it was a dope story. It was a 14-year-old that retired his mom. That was the caption. 14-year-old entrepreneur retires his mom. He had a clothing company named Spurgo out of Philadelphia. So it was dope. I liked his energy. I did some research on him. So I reached out to him. I'm like, yo, you interested on coming on the podcast?
I said, for sure.
Yeah, he hit me. He hit us right back. Like, yeah, let's do it.
I would love to, Mr. Rashad, Mr. Troy. I like this kid.
Let's do it. So Trey Brown, 14-year-old entrepreneur that's killing the game right now with his own clothing brand called Spurgo.
14.
And all of the rappers are wearing it. The Baby has been spotted in it. Lil Durk, Meek Mill.
Diddy,
who's actually a mentor to
himself.
Him. We'll talk about that. Blueface, all of it. And he's killing it. And he's on Instagram. He's promoting.
Yeah.
He's
on
got
Fox News, man.
Right.
Posted up with Shaq. Yes. This guy's busy.
CNN, all that. So we got not only him, but he couldn't be here without his mom.
Boss.
So we got the boss.
Permission slip was signed.
Yes, yes. Sherelle Peterson, his mom, retired school teacher,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the teachers.
So this is our first parent and son, mother and son episode.
It's my baby.
So this is going to be a good one. So first and foremost, thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much for the
opportunity. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, so let's get into it. So Spurgo, right? So if you're on Instagram, you probably seen him and all the celebrities are wearing it and you're doing your thing. Well, it's only been around for a short period of time and you're young, you're 14 years old, right? So you started this when you was 12, right?
12, January 2018. I started with my birthday money, $178. Got my first 16 t-shirts, sold out that week. Then I was able to reinvest, double up, 32 t-shirts. Just from there, we just kept on growing and kept on building.
Turned 2 into a 4, 4 to an 8.
Yeah, boy doubled up quick, right?
So, but what made you even want to start a clothes? Because, like, at 12 years old, mm-hmm. most kids is thinking about video games. Mm-hmm. Or they're thinking about sports, or they're thinking about, you know, stuff that they're not thinking about business, let alone starting a business themselves. Mm-hmm. Where does that come from? Like, what gave you the idea to, I want to be an entrepreneur?
So I didn't even know what entrepreneur that meant at the time. But it was two things. So clothing, really, because my mom, she's a seamstress. And then coming from a household, church every Sunday, and I'm getting, like, really dressed up, suit ties, everything. Yeah, yeah. So, like, you can't come out the house looking a mess in my household. You got to, like, be right, sneaks. Yes. And then business, because, you know, I wanted to show the youth, like, look, you could own a business. You could get on jets. You could travel because in my city of Philadelphia, there's not a lot of hope. Like, if you grow up in poverty and that's all you see, you know, that's all you know. So I'm just showing the youth, like, look, you could go to Hawaii. You could go to Miami. You could, like, you know what I'm saying?
You could chill with Diddy.
You're right. Right. And you could, you could build a business and you could build a global brand. And you could do whatever. Like, the sky is the limit. And I want to show the youth, like, look, this is, like, here's an example. And I wanted it to be, you know, like a key factor, like to show the youth, like, look, chase your dreams and you could do whatever, you know, you want to be.
So you were saying that 12-year-old murdered a 13-year-old, something like that?
It was August, I remember.
I think it was August 14th.
Yeah, it was like August 14th. And I remember like it was yesterday. A 14-year-old got arrested for murdering a 13-year-old. And that hit me because, you know, that could have been me. That could have been my friend. That mm-hmm. could have been my cousin. And it hurt from, like, both sides of the, like, you know, both sides. Like, one kid, he's arrested. That's life. You know, he just missed out on life. All the things he could have accomplished, everything. And then, you know, another family, they lost a family member. A mom lost a son. A brother lost a brother. And, you know, that just hit me, like, you know, that got to stop. And it was happening. Like, things like that was happening, like, on a regular. And it's just, it was starting to become normal. So I wanted to show the youth, like, look, like, we got to turn it up. Like, let's, you could chase
positive.
Your dreams.
Hustle and motivate.
Positive. And also, like, what I started doing was hiring, like, my friends, my cousins, brother, and everything like that. You know, and giving them opportunities to show them, like, you can make money in a positive way. You don't gotta, you know, sell drugs and, you know, do negative things, you know, for money and different things like that. It's positive ways always out here. It's positive opportunities.
All that at 12, man. Where'd you come up with the name Spurgo?
All right, so Spurgo, I came up with the name Spurgo combining a word sports and heroes. And heroes, really, heroes, like, people who are just, like, just saving me, you know, and showing me, like, positive things. So I will always watch people like Damon John, Diddy, Jay-Z. So they were like my heroes. So that's where I got the hero word from. And then G-O, I got, you know, I got that from, like, you know, Spurgo is for the go-getters. It don't matter what your profession is, as long as you getting up, you working hard to your dream, and you grinding, you know, that's Spurgo. And we got like a few campaigns that means, you know, a lot of different things. So I got on the Leo sweatsuit, and it says established in 2018. And, you know, so that's just like showing the beginning, and everything like that. You know, the Leo sweatsuit been seen like by like Diddy recently today.
I saw that.
Baby. A lot of just celebrities been seen wearing it. And then also we have another campaign, Spurgo Billionaire. And billionaire because every day, like I say, my affirmations, like I'm powerful, I'm strong, I'm a billionaire. So billionaire just affirming, you know, affirming that lifestyle, affirming like Spurgo gonna be up there, and you know, just affirming positive things and affirming wealth.
That's dope, man. So you got the first 16 t-shirts. This wasn't like no lemonade stand.
Right.
What was the story of how you sold the first 16?
So I sold the first 16. All right, so before I started Spurgo, like I was doing music, so I was a rapper. So I was posting, I sent out a message to everybody in my phone. I was posting on my Instagram, like, look, I got this new business venture, and it's Spurgo. I posted the t-shirts and everything like that, and you know, I sold out the first week. A lot of my family members, the friends, everybody was on it, and I sold out so quick. People were like pre-ordering, and people were just like, the demand a little bit was up there, you know, about like five people, but
so your aunt, your uncle, your cousins, they all bought it.
Right.
But how did you expand? Like, did you go out in your school? Where was you moving these shirts at?
So after the 16 shirts, and I got 32 shirts, like after like the five people got their shirts from the 32, I started hitting the barbershop. So I started hitting every single barbershop, every single business, and you know, the city of Philadelphia every weekend. This started to be like a thing. Like, you know how some kids, they do basketball practice every Saturday. This was like my basketball practice every weekend. We would go out to every single barbershop, every single business, and I wouldn't come into the house unless every, you know, t-shirt was sold. So after it was 32 shirts, then we were able to move on to, I think it was like another batch of shirts, probably like 40 shirts. Then we were able to move on to hoodies. So now it's wintertime. So it was in January, February. Now it's wintertime. Now people are able to get, you know, hoodies and things that they really, you know, wanted. And that's what I wanted. In the beginning, I wanted hoodies and long sleeves, but I couldn't afford it. This was my birthday money that I was starting off with. Then I was able to move on to hoodies, and I kept moving, you know, to the barbershops and businesses. And people just started knowing me because everywhere I go, you know, I was rocking Spurgo. It was our white and black t-shirt, and it's the yellow logo. This is our original logo. If you see me in a mall, I had on Spurgo. If you see me at my friend's birthday party, I had on Spurgo. I had the same t-shirt on for months straight, and it was just getting, I wanted it to be annoying to people. So then, even I was still at probably like 3,000-4,000 followers. People were noticing who I was. I remember one time we was at the mall, True Religion. Somebody was, he was like screaming, like, yo, that's him, and everything like that. And that was real cool, you know, because I wasn't even like real big on Instagram, Facebook, none of that. People were just noticing who I was just because brand consistency, and me staying consistent to, you know, my brand. I wasn't wearing nothing else. I'll probably switch up the sneakers, the jeans, but the same t-shirt for months straight. And that's how I got it to build.
I like a few things that you said there. The barbershop play
right.
is interesting because it's the center of influence,
right.
especially
definitely in our community,
in a black community amongst men. So whose idea was it to target barbershops?
So whose idea was it to target barbershops? It was my mentor, my first mentor, Nehemiah Davis. So Nehemiah Davis, I met, I shot him a DM before I even got my t-shirts made, before I even got my first t-shirts. He gave me a course, and the course was just showing you like what t-shirts to get, you know, what t-shirts to get, like what good colors, you know, for brands, like red and yellow was like a really, you know, good color, you know, for any type of logo. That's why I see it in, like, you know, food.
A lot of fast food places. Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of just, like, red is seeing, like, a lot of different, like, logos across the board. So that course was just showing me, you know, like, a lot of different things. But it was his idea to do the, you know, barbershops. He told me to hit, you know, some barbershops. So I hit every single barbershop, every single business. We even started moving to Camden a little bit because we hit all the barbershops in Philly. So I would type in zip codes like barbershops and 191... and we would hit every single barbershop. Then we started moving to Camden. And then from there, we was doing like... then from there, we did the online store.
I like that you keep saying we.
Yeah.
Because mom is obviously the we in this right. equation. But yeah. Mom, you said it wasn't easy at first, right? You went into that first barbershop and it was like, what are we about to do in here?
Yeah, we were both scared. Trey was petrified. I was scared for him. because that was like his first time. Like, you know, we went over kind of like what he was going to say, but it's nothing like when you're in that moment, you know? And it was just like, we were in the, you know, in South Philadelphia. But when we went in, he was like, you know, he whispered like to the guy, he was like, can I speak to the manager? And he was like, yeah, what's up, bro? And he was like, can I make an announcement and sell my t-shirts? He was like, yeah, sure. Right. So Trey got in the middle of the floor. It was like a long walk to the middle of the floor. He was scared. And then he was like, hey, everybody, you know, I got my t-shirts and, you know, I could be out selling drugs or doing violence.
2 years ago.
It was like kind of all over the place. And this my brand, Spurgo. He kept going like, this my brand, Spurgo. When I got t-shirts, all sizes, all around. And so they were like in shock. They was like, wait, ho, turn the music down. Like everybody like stopped what they was doing. Yeah. And it was probably like a very rewarding experience for me because I was nervous and it was just like mentorship, like right on the spot. Like they embraced him. Like they was like, turn the music down. You gotta say it, speak up.
They coached
everybody had their phones out. Like they were reposting them and like, you know, had them do it a couple times, like, no, add this and, you know, add that. And when that actually posted, he got like 20,000 views. He went up like, you know, over 1,000 followers. Like everybody was commenting, like, you know, like, and there was so much encouragement for him, you know, when he first started off. And for me, it was just like, it was like that reassurance, like he gonna be all right, you know. Like he could do it.
Nah, it's a good story because it's a lot of time people make excuses in life, and it's like, all right, so you start with $178, and you buy t-shirts, and then you flip it. So without even knowing what you're doing, you reinvest the money. That's a business rule, right? You gotta reinvest the profits, not just I make $100 and then I spend it.
Right.
You reinvest in it until you got enough to buy a sweatshirt, then you reinvest until you got enough to buy a hoodie and a tracksuit and the whole thing. And your marketing, guerrilla marketing, and incentive influences with a lot of people are around and they can spread the message. And you don't have any fear in doing it. Right. That stops a lot of people right there. Yep. It's like just to be able to get in front of a barbershop, in front of strangers, and pitch yourself, that takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
And it's like even for adults, like there's a ton of adults that are scared to tell their friends that they want to start a business, let alone a room full of strangers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you know?
It's one thing if you did it in like your own barbershop, but you're going into some neighborhoods that ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even know the people.
Right.
That takes a lot of courage and dedication, man.
So were you able to put the merch in the shops? Like,
Further down the line, I put like I came out with my first do-rag. So I put some do-rags in the barbershop.
Yeah. Smart.
So you did it with Kay.
Oh, yeah. So I did put some merch in, you know, a few barbershops. And that was like my first, you know, piece of distribution. Yeah, but I was still going out to barbershops. Even when I did have you know, some merch and barbershops, some Spurgo gear and barbershops, I was still going out to barbershops as well. So like that was like kind of like two streams a little bit, getting it from, you know, that barbershop and then also going out to barbershops. And also, that was kind of like a pickup location as well. I would send people there when I sold out. You know, so that was kind of like a pickup location as well. And it was really cool.
So Saturday, that's your Saturday routine. You was going to barbershops.
Right.
Like 20 barbershops in the city.
Right.
Yeah. All day Saturday.
All day.
Yes. And you just selling hand-to-hand
mm-hmm.
in the barbershop.
All day.
So, all right. So now you got a whole thing going with the barbershops. And your name is building in the city, I'm mm-hmm. assuming. So what's the next play after that to grow the brand?
So after the barbershop, I was moving around in the city. And somebody gave me, you know, Diddy number, Mr. Sean number. And
how did somebody give that you Diddy number?
Whoa, wait, it's a little bit. Rewind.
Is it a point of person that gave you his number?
So Trey was moving around so much that it was just like, it's almost like, how can I help? You know, like people, like, because I think, it, you know, when you're working hard, it draws people to you. It's like, you know, like they want to be a part of helping you be successful. And it is real people out here that really genuinely want to help.
I'm glad you said that, because that's something that is underrated too. Law of inertia.
Yeah.
Law of inertia is like object in motion stays in motion, or object and still stay still. Like once you get the ball rolling, and Wallow told me this, shout out to Wallow. Yeah, we speak a lot, but I was asking him, I'm like, yo, how you get all this bar stool? He was like, yo, once you get hot, bro, it's just like, you things track. Like you, energy attracts energy, energy, right? So it's like, and people want to be around people that are successful. It's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, once you really start to get that ball rolling, you'd be surprised how many blessings just randomly start falling in your lap.
Yeah.
You've been on the road since.
Because it's like constantly working, and so many people are. So it's like, even if people don't notice you the first time, they may see you in another setting. Like, wait, I saw him before. Yeah. Like, or I saw that brand, and then they're now digging in their brain. Like, where did I notice? Like, so they're now researching him on where they saw him first. So it was like he's out here doing something positive, you know, inspiring other kids. So it was like, how can I help him to keep going? And he legit gave him the number. And,
first thing you do is what?
Honestly, the first thing I did was FaceTime him.
Right away, no games.
He ain't pick up. So I made him a video, and that's one thing about me. Like, I'm big on the videos. Pictures is cool, but I do videos. I sent them a video. Hey, Mr. Sean, my name Trey Brown. I'm a 12-year-old entrepreneur. I'm CEO of my own clothing brand called Spurgo, and then everything like that. I'm gonna send y'all the video. So after that, that was like mid-July. I'm packing up shirts in August one morning, and my phone just keeps on buzzing. It just constantly, it just kept on buzzing. I check my phone, and people telling me that, you know, Diddy, you know, shouted me out, Mr. Sean shouted me out. And that was just like a big step for me, because a lot of people in Philly seeing it. So that stepped up my credibility. A lot of people, you know, all over the world was just hitting me up like, yo, I need a shirt. But good thing is I set the website up in May. So and he shouted me out in August. So now everybody all around the world able to order a Spurgo shirt. And everything like that. So that was really cool. You know, people just wanting to help. People, you know, sharing as well. You know, so that was the first step. That was the first day. My website just sold out. Everything had sold out.
That's crazy.
First day on a jet. My first day, you know, inside a Maybach. So that day was really good. Later on, from that post, I was able to get my first wholesale deal. And that was for 500 shirts. They ain't want no discount or nothing like that. They ordered 500 shirts at the time, the shirts was $25. That's why I said at the time, because they ain't 20, they like, ain't 25.
You hear that? The price went up.
Yeah, so they was like 25 at the time. Also at that time, I just gained some connections as well. A lot of people in his family, they, you know, they knew me, and they was like DMing me and things like that. So later on that month, I found out Meek Mill, he was having a pop-up shop inside Philly. Me growing up, being from Philly, Meek Mill was somebody that I look up to heavy. Somebody that came from, you know, the streets and everything like that, and made it and being successful. So I saw that he was, you know, had a pop-up shop in Philly, and he was going to be there. Luckily, I was off from school that day. I met him. He posted me on his Instagram. Early before I met him, I had my affirmations up. I'm powerful. I'm great. I'm amazing. Everything like that. But when he shouted me out, Meek, you know, it gave me another, you know, step of credibility. Like, this kid is, like, everywhere. This is crazy. So after that, like, it just kept building from there with, you know, with the wholesale deal from, you know, people seeing me on Diddy page. I was able to get my first sweatsuits, sold out of them sweatsuits. Then I was able to buy, you know, my first jackets. Now we got, like, a full warehouse full of different products. Like, we got sweatsuits, crew necks, different t-shirts, bodysuits, swimwear, slides. Now we got, like, a full warehouse. We got a full brand, full collections. And Spurgle is, like, really getting up there now.
So, in the beginning, you're still in school. You're still a student in school, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know if you had a nice outfit in school, you the man.
Right.
What is it like when Diddy's posting you, Meek's posting you, and you going to school? What's that like?
A lot of people, they was just like, I started being like a cool kid. But in the beginning of me, like doing something different, like starting a business, and then me doing my affirmations every day too, like because them affirmations really kick in. Like, I'm strong, I'm a billionaire, I'm powerful, I'm happy. Affirmation like that really kick in, you know, when negative things are happening. But kids at first, like, oh, that's corny, you know, and different things like that. I was getting laughed at and picked on, you know, in the beginning because, you know, it was just something different. Like, in my city, it's not really cool to do something positive or do something different. But like what Mr. Wallow said, like, when people think you crazy, that means you want something. Like, you got something great going on. But in the beginning, it wasn't cool. But, like, as, like, you know, things started coming, I started growing on social media. A lot of my friends, like, yo, they was with it. I gained, you know, new friends who had businesses and different things like
that. Yeah, it's always funny until it's not.
It's not funny right? No more. Tell a different joke.
But I also, the thing I like about you also is that, like, you're staying in people's radar. Right. And that's important. And it's like going back to why, like, I was talking to him yesterday. And he was asking us, he asked me, he was like, are y'all going to All-Star? And I'm like, nah, I don't think we're going. He was like, nah, you got to go. He was like, because, right, like, you just got to be everywhere. He was like, right, you got to be everywhere. And it's crazy because, like, we was in Super Bowl, and we was with Big Business. Shout out to Big Business. Yeah. Shout out to Alex Good Energy. Right. We was just randomly eating on South Beach. And I see you walking. I see you guys walking.
You got that bop.
Yeah.
You got that bop.
So, you know, we sat down. We had a conversation. And then today, I thought you was out there for an event because – early, I think the day before, I saw you at Diddy's house with Khaled.
He was actually coming to us, coming here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then after that, so I saw you with Khaled and Diddy and all that. So I thought that it was planned for you to come down there to meet Diddy. But you just told me, like, you just went down there just on a whim.
I went down. So I was in New York Thursday. I said, Mom, everybody in Florida, everybody in Miami, let's just fly out there. And, you know, we flew out there Friday, and I didn't have nothing planned. Nothing planned. Nobody that I knew was out there. I had a hotel, and my mom was like, yo, what we gonna do down there? I said, let's just go to South Beach. Let's see who we gonna meet.
Figure it out. Figure it out.
Always a good place to figure things out.
And what I told my mom earlier in the year, like, I'm not missing no event no more. Like, last year when the BET Awards, the Rock Nation brunch, yeah, that hit me. Like, I'm like, yo, why am I not there? Like, that hit me.
I love,
like,
this kid.
I said,
I saw myself the same thing.
Yeah,
like, he was really sad though about it, like, cause he was like, the brunch, I'm gonna be there next year, and I was just like, okay.
Nah, because it's like, I always like to, like, a child's mind is different from an adult's mind, cause they don't have the same restrictions. Right. Adults be like,
we've been through some.
It's
stuff.
Like, you take one vacation a year, and it's like, why are you going? Why not? Right. Why am I not going to these places? Right. That's the real question. Right. You only live once.
I was so mad when I was like, I was missing all these spots. I told my mom, I'm not missing no All-Star game. I'm not missing no Super Bowl, no BET, no Grammys, nothing like that. I'm gonna be everywhere, and I'm gonna stay consistent. And I'm just so focused where I'm not like. Like, I'm so focused where I'm not playing no more, where it's like, they gonna just keep on seeing me. You just gotta be everywhere.
So then you, so then you went down there, and then you FaceTime Diddy, and then the next thing you know, you end up in Diddy's house.
Right.
What, he said, come through.
Right. I FaceTime Mr. Sean, and I said, hey, Mr. Sean, you the only guy in Miami right now without Spurgo on. What's up? He said, pull up on me right now. And I had like a suitcase full of Spurgo. I brought it to him, and I had some stuff for the whole family. And we was just chopping it up for about an hour. You know, I was able to meet Christian and Justin. And, you know, they remember me from the post and things like that. But it was just, you know, good to chop it up. And we got like a big project on the way, me and Mr. Sean, that I don't even know how to talk about.
Breaking news alert.
Right. So, and then after that, the next day he invited me to the Bad Boy Super Bowl party. I was able to meet, you know, some celebrities. And, you know, it just feels good to be connected and different things like that. But, you know, we still growing from here. So
yeah, and I wanted to say shout out to Mom, because I know you're an educator. Yeah. I know he was in school, but now he's doing homeschool. So you're taking that role of now being the teacher as well as Mom.
Right, yeah. So it was actually like his first year in, he was like, Mom, can I be homeschooled? And I never, even being a teacher, I don't know people that's homeschool. And they're just like, no, Trey, you can't be homeschooled. Like, mm-hmm. You want to be in school. He's like, Mom, I'm missing so many opportunities and this and that. Like, this was like a 2-month plead. Like, mm-hmm. He was like, you know, I kept asking. And I started to see the things that he was missing. Like, because his mentors, like, they all wanted him with them. Like, they would go to, like, conferences and things like that, and I'm like, yo, this is information that Trey really could benefit from. Like, they were taking him, you know, out to Cali. What was the name of that? I can't remember the name of the conference, but it was a lot of
Dan Fleshman birthday.
Yeah, so it was like that. He went to that. He missed like 2 days of school, and then it was another conference or something was coming up. And I was like, dang, he gonna miss more school. Like, I gotta sign. You know,
they gonna start writing notes on
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Yeah. So, then in February of 2019, I finally let him.
Get homeschooled.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna go in the next segment. We're gonna talk about the day-to-day operations of Spurgo. But before, I got one last question. So Khaled, your energy seems like it's a match for Khaled. How was he like when you met him?
So, DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
So like when I met him, he was like real chill because he was in business mode. But when I see him next time, we gonna be right.
next time the turn up. Alright, so the next segment we're gonna go into next. Alright, so now we're gonna go into the next segment. So we're gonna talk about systems and day-to-day operations. But before that, so the homeschooling process, because I'm sure there's a lot of parents that listen to Earn Your Leisure and they might, you know, have thought about homeschool. You're a teacher by trade, so it's probably easier for you to teach.
I mean, well, actually, he is like cyber school, so okay. I don't have to come up with the curriculum. Homeschool and cyber school is a little bit different, whereas homeschool, the parent does have to come up with the curriculum and the activities and things like that, so he does cyber school. He probably should say cyber school, where the curriculum is already there. He has teachers, he has counselors. They some like once every quarter they have like a little get together where you can meet the teachers and talk about.
What's the name of the school?
He goes to 21st Century.
That's like something I did cyber actually. School. So when I used to play basketball. So when I went to prep school in Florida, and so my last 2 years of high school, I was at Texas A&M. I was in school in Florida, but Texas A&M had like a satellite program where, so I traveled a lot because it was like a really good prep school. So like I would do like coursework. It's like it's like online learning pretty
right,
much
basically,
now. The equivalent of online learning. I would go to the physical location when I was in town, but if not, like they'd just send me packets.
Right.
Do the coursework, send the packets back, it gets graded, like a whole system in place.
Right.
And I was, because I wasn't really in school a lot.
Right.
So that sounds like the equivalent of like what
I
did.
Yeah, it's very similar to that,
It's a new age way of learning. And the thing about it is that like a lot of the old traditional ways is kind of outdated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you go to a school from 7 o'clock in the morning to 3:30.
That was crazy. Yo, that was his complaint.
I'm still doing that.
He was like, yeah. That was his complaint. He was like, Mom, I spent an hour traveling to school. I spent an hour coming back. You know, he had this whole thing laid out. Like, he was like, kids don't listen. You know, like, teachers spending time with telling the kids to sit down. And I'm a teacher, so I kind of know.
Yeah, we
like,
know that.
How
we
much
know that
time
feeling.
Is, like, wasted.
Classroom management.
Yeah, wasted on just getting the masses to do the right thing. So, I mean, it just started, like, he just kind of, like, kept breaking it down, you know. But for me, it was difficult at first because I was like, I didn't really know anybody else that did it before. I didn't want him to miss out on social things. I'm like, you know, well, Trey, when it's time to go to high school, you gonna go in your prime, or like, you know. So I was kind of a little bit concerned about that kind of stuff.
I think, like, he's doing all right. I'm with Khaled, Mom. The social part we got.
So that's dope because, like I said, I mean, there's no one shoe fits all feet.
Right. Exactly.
And there's no one way to learn.
Right.
So it's like there's nothing that beats real life experience.
Yep.
Right. So it depends how you it really depends because my little brother and my little sister, like, they really wouldn't like homeschool because they like, you know, learning with friends and different things like that. My little sister is like a social person, so homeschool for her, you know, wouldn't fit, really.
Right. She loves getting on the school bus. She loves, like, so, like you said, one
shoe don't fit
all feet. Yeah, that's a fact. So, all right. So, you homeschool. So, how does the day-to-day operations work as far as the business? Because, so, obviously, you have inventory, you got ship inventory, you got social media marketing. Can you, like, walk me through an average day, like, of you running the business?
With me or with
both? Both of you guys, like, just... Like, what's your average day of, like, the business operation?
So, with me, average day, it's like I wake up, like, 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up 6:30. So, this is a day for me. So, 6:30, take my little brother and older sister to the school bus. After that, I knock out some schoolwork, hit the gym. Probably hit the gym at like eight to nine, and then I get back, and then just, you know, I check social media, see what's popping, I might just be traveling, like, to NY. If I'm not traveling, then probably just shipping out some things, checking out, like, what's going on, getting on some, like, you know, business calls. Getting on some business calls is, like, usually all day, shipping out products, shipments coming into the, you know, warehouse. That happens a lot, like, boxes. And then just planning, you know. For people that don't know, like, it's four quarters. It's four quarters, Q1, Q2, Q3, and the best Q4. So just like planning for the quarter, and, you know, that's what, like, I'm always doing, just planning for, like, what's next. You know, like, I don't really want to be, like, late on a wave, or, you know, just figuring out what's new to fashion. Sometimes I might just go to, like, Neiman Marcus and just check out, like, some new products that they got in, or, you know,
inspiration.
So
I ordered something, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do all the shipping yourself? Like, so the warehouse obviously is where all the clothes are going now, right? But prior to that, y'all doing it at the home?
So we're doing a lot of the shipping right now. We're doing a lot of the shipping right now. Yeah.
So you're going back and forth to the post office yourself?
Yeah, I do, but I don't really have to, though. The post office could come to me.
He likes the personable part of it. Like, the people at the post office know him, you know. Also, like, he has, like, special bags where he, like, his brand logo is on the bags and
the
things like that.
Yeah.
He meets a lot of people in the post office. So, like, showing up is, like, Trey's thing. Like, he really likes, so he hires his friends and things like that. Like, his friends can go to the post office for him. But that part he enjoys, you know. He enjoys, like, talking to the people, seeing new people in the post office. Like, a lot happens at the post office, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're hiring your friends. So you got some 13, 14-year-olds that you grew up with that are now working for you.
Yes.
You a real boss. Yeah. How's that conversation go? Like, yo, I need y'all to do this run for me?
So one of my friends, they come through every Saturday. They come through every Saturday and they working inside the warehouse, organizing things, organizing new products, doing inventory, shipping out stuff. And then my brother and my cousins and different things like that, they'll come with us like for different projects. So for like a pop-up shop, I will hire my friends and different things like that. So they will help me set up, like moving things. And I'm just showing them like, look, this is a positive way y'all could get money. And then also, you know, when one of us win, we all win. Like we a unity, we a team. So like we move like that. We moving in that direction. Like we all got Spurgle in our bio. We all got one goal. Like Spurgle gonna be a global brand. Or Spurgle gonna be a global brand. So we gonna win or we gonna win. And that's just how we move. Like we move as a team and different things like that. We always rocking Spurgle. I rock Spurgle every day. Like you will never catch me, you know, rocking, you know, anything else. Like I only got like the Pumas on right now because the Spurgle sneaks not out, but
on the way.
You're right. So that's what it is like for the team. So for the pop up shops, they'll come and different things like that.
So mom, like as far as you run the books, right?
Yeah.
So how is that for you as far as your day to day? Like, what's your day to day look like as far as you're more on the business operational side?
Right. Yeah. So I'll handle like a lot of calls, a lot of the PR, a lot of emails. Like Trey has been on over 30 media outlets last year.
You do the PR yourself?
Yeah.
What's your formula for PR?
So PR, like sometimes I'll send out press releases, but right now it's always just been, it's been like a heavy demand for him.
Right.
So like haven't even really got into the part of
to reach out, right?
Right. So I believe, you know, I feel like this year is going to be a year where we would really step it up, where he gets into those like mainstream things, you know? So yeah.
So you actually were teaching in school. We have that in common. We had a talk about the power of education and classroom management. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, you said, I can't teach anymore.
No. Yeah, it was getting difficult because I was working in the inner city is already rough, mm-hmm. you know. So working in inner city, working full time, it was coming home already exhausted. But I would still have to, you know, put in like 6 hours with Trey because he is 14 and he is a beast. Like he's a beast, but it's some things that he just can't handle, like mm-hmm. you know, bank stuff, just different things that you know an adult has to take care of. So I would spend, you know, 6 hours with him, and then I'm like running. Then I gotta be a mom to my other kids. Mm-hmm. You know, my family, I got to take care of my family. So I'm like running off of like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. So after a while, like it was just starting to get like really, really rough. Right. And, you know, Trey always said, Mom, come on, like you don't got to do that. You don't got to work. And, you know, a part of it was my own fear, you know, like we stepping in waters our family have never, you know,
breaking
we're doing things, you know,
curses.
Yeah, we're doing different, we're like, purpose. When we started, people, his friends was laughing at him, but mm. even adults looking at me like, what is you doing? You know, like,
so,
I mean, leaving my job, my parents even was just looking at me like, you sure? You know, like right. they, as much as they believed in the brand, like it's just that security, that guarantee mm-hmm. income and things like that. But just believing in Trey, believing in the brand, believing in, you know, my own higher power and, you know, just that kind of stuff. I was like, I can't, it's not even healthy at this point right. to keep living like this. And things are going really great. It's almost like we got to do something in order for him to go to the next level, for this to go to the next level, for us to really break these generational curses. We got to step out.
November 9th.
Yeah.
November
6th.
Was my last day. Yeah,
so you talked about putting systems in place.
Right.
Can you talk about that?
So putting systems in place, you want to talk about it more?
Yeah, that was, so our first year, Trey is very like spontaneous. Like, all right, Mom, we going here.
Man,
you know,
everything.
we're not doing this, Mom. Or we, you know, so after about a year and a half, like that's starting to get draining because it's like we're going here, we're making moves here, but this part is slipping because maybe we forgot to do one thing or we forgot to do another thing. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like a bunch of like time, we're wasting time, some time, or we're losing resources in another area. So systems are really important, like those day to day, like we ship on these days, you know, we had to put those kind of things in place. Mm-hmm. This is how we answer this question, put in those frequently asked questions on a website, just a bunch of infrastructure and, you know, setting a bar for ourselves, right. we had to do it because mm-hmm. otherwise we would have went crazy.
Stuff like hours of operation, like I can't be answering the phone 9 o'clock at night yeah. and things like that. It's just like not healthy. Shipping out on certain days, and just having a system for shipping, not writing labels, being able to print them and different things like that, and just putting systems in place, so I could use time to do something else. So now I got shipping handled. Now I'm able to work on marketing. I got marketing handled. Now I'm able to be able to speak on Earn Your Leisure.
I like this kid.
Yeah, fact. So, but not only are you doing that, you're building your own personal brand, and you got endorsement deals, right? Can you talk about Invesco? So people don't know what Invesco is, probably, but I know what Invesco is. I'm in the financial industry. Invesco's huge financial company,
mm-hmm.
Multi-billion-dollar company, investments, mm-hmm. mutual funds, stuff, retirement accounts. So when I heard that you had a partnership with Invesco, that's pretty interesting. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so Invesco reached out to me in an early state, one of my early stages in business prior,
it was January of 2019.
So a year in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They reached out to me, and they said, could you shoot us an email back, like, hey, they were just saying, like, we're interested in working with you. Could you shoot us an email back? I called them immediately. I said, forget the email. I'm calling y'all now. So I called them, and they came to the house, and we did, my first ever, commercial on TV. And this is, a global commercial. CNN, worldwide, people in all different countries are seeing it. And I was able to do the first commercial with them, and their tagline is really investing in greater possibilities and different things like that. And so me working with Invesco, they just showing my growth with Spurgo. You could see from the beginning, my beginning stages, from my first commercial to the second commercial, and then we got some more commercials on the way. And you just seeing a growth with me, and also me just being a spokesperson. For Invesco, and Invesco just, giving me a lot of opportunities and, just really believing in me and being able to capture the growth.
Oh, and you also do public speaking.
Public speaking, yeah.
With the top person.
Right. Yeah, the number one guy.
How did that come about?
So I met Mr. E 2018. Mr. E 2018, September. He came to my mentor restaurant, Jordan Johnson Seafood. He came through. I came up to him like, hey, Mr. E, I look up to you a lot. My name Trey Brown. I'm a 12-year-old entrepreneur at the time, CEO of my own clothing brand called Spurgo. I got some t-shirts. Would you like to support?
Just like that.
Right, and I said, would you like to support? He said, yeah. And he said, yeah, I'm going to get a shirt from me. I said, you need a shirt from Ms. Dee Dee. He got some Spurgo drip. We took a video. And then the next year that I met him, he was so happy to see me because he seen my commercial on CNN.
Okay.
And we just stayed in connection, ever since then, because I watch Mr. E every day on YouTube and different things like that. And, me and Mr. E, we would text each other and stuff like that. So I would come to every conference, every 1% club and everything like that. So Mr. E would just keep seeing me.
You was paying to go.
I was paying to go. And then my mom, she would volunteer and things like that. So that's what it was. And then Mr. E, he just kept seeing me on Instagram. And then he let me come speak. My first, speaking engagement with Mr. E was last month in Atlanta. And the crowd went crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that was real cool. And now I'm on tour with him. You Ain't the Boss of Me tour. So that's amazing.
So when you started, right, when the kids didn't take you seriously, that's one thing. What was it like when you were speaking in front of adults now and you're giving them inspiration? What was that like for you?
I don't know. I was just being myself. Just, it was just I didn't really even notice
I think the hardest part was the kids part. That was the hardest battle for him. I had to, you know, I was really encouraging him, like, Trey, you know, you're doing something amazing. I think adults always kind of connected with Trey because he's always been really mature, and a lot of them were really excited. Trey is just, like, excited to be, you know, to talk with adults and stuff. So,
but the reason why I asked you if you paid for the conference is because, so it's another guest that we had on the podcast, alumni, Alex, Good Energy. I don't know if you know him, but he does trucking, and he's connected with ET. He's in the circle, and he was telling us that how he got connected with ET is that he was paying to go to his conferences for a long time, and he had, like, a cruise, and he paid, like, $10,000 to go to the cruise, and randomly, he didn't pay to, like, meet him. He was just paying because he got value out of it, and he randomly ended up with his business partner, CJ.
Yeah, Mr. CJ did.
Yeah, and he was like, and he was talking, and then the next thing, he linked them with ET, and the rest is history. Now they're business partners. Right. I say that to say, A, you have to be in the mix, what we talked about earlier, and B, it's like, since you got to spend money. Like, a lot of times people try to be cheapskates, and they don't want to spend money, but it's like, you spend money to put yourself in positions.
Yeah.
It might work out, it might not, but you don't know until you're actually in that position. So that's two guests that we've had that's connected with ET that started with actually going to his conference as customers and not really having any expectation. And then it just kind of worked out organically. So you never know.
Now me and Mr. E, like, we chop it up like probably every other day. I'm at the gym. He'll text me. He at the gym early in the morning. And, you know, we're just chopping it up, updating each other. I still go to the conferences to this day. You know, it's just all about staying connected, relationships, keeping relationships. Like, relationships, you know, are, like, way more important. The value is bigger than money. And that's why I like to keep relationships. Me and Mr. E, we really connected.
Can we talk about the online store? Because that changes it for you, right? It went from being a local brand to a global brand. Like, you're shipping out to Germany. You're shipping out to Africa.
Right.
Who's in charge of that part of the business?
Me, right.
Yes. I mean, well, since it's a website that you can connect with anybody around the world and people are just shopping. So
I mean, from the marketing standpoint, like, how is it Instagram that is putting you out in these places, or is something else?
Google searches. Okay. Like, so when we do our analytics and we look, one of the top places is like a organic Google search. And then also I feel like a lot of that comes from the commercial, or they seeing a spot it maybe on, like, a celebrity or, you know, things like that. And another top spot is through social media, through Instagram.
And I got so many short documentaries out.
Yeah.
Who did the short documentaries?
I got one with AOL and Verizon. I got one with Whistle Sports. I have a lot, Fox Business.
Saw that.
Even the CNN commercial is on, like, YouTube. I got so much, like, media out. So it's like, you might just catch me anywhere.
You never know where you might.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Might even catch you in Times Square.
Right, yeah. Yeah, right.
On a billboard
in Times Square.
How'd that come about?
So somebody had seen the commercial. Big shout out to Mr. Tracy. He called me. He said, like, I want to gift you with a billboard in Times Square. I picked up the phone. I said, we going to be there Monday. We got there that Monday. We, like, designed the billboard and everything like that. I set a date, and I had got, like, a chartered bus, and my family had came out, and they saw the billboard, and it was, like, really, like, a moment of a lifetime to see me up there. You know, they say a half a million people, like, walk past, like, that billboard every day or walk past Times Square, you know, so just like a half a million people, you know, just looking at me, looking at, you know, the billboard. It was dope. And like my first billboard to be a billboard in the Times Square, like, that's amazing.
That's a great start, man. Right. Two years.
Right.
2 years.
Yeah. A lot could change in 24 months. That's a fact. Right. So, all right. So in the last segment, we're going to talk about the vision going forward for Spurgo and the personal brand and everything else that you got going on. All right, so what's next? What's the vision to scale the brand, and like what's the next in line for what's going on with Spurgo?
So what's next for Spurgo is, like, my goal, you know, my goal is for Spurgle to be like a worldwide global brand. Spurgle to be like that positive brand. Yo, I want to have a great day, so I'm going to throw on my Spurgle. You know, I'm going to throw on my Spurgle Leo sweatsuit. I'm going to throw on my Spurgle hoodie. And that's how it is, like, right now. Like, you know, anytime, like, people want to have a good day, they're going to throw on their Spurgle shirt. But I just want it to be, like, more worldwide and more global. Like, I'm shipping nationally and internationally every day. But I want it to be, like, I want to have distribution centers out London, out Africa, and things like that. And also, I want Spurgle to be in Neiman Marcus and, you know, the Saks and, you know, a flagship store in Philadelphia. You know, for Spurgle, like, I see it, like, so much. Spurgle to be a billion-dollar company. And then for me, I have so much, like, on the way, like, Trey Cares. I got a book on the way. And so Trey Cares is, like, It's like
his nonprofit where he has a lot of things on his heart that he wants to kind of, you know, give back and take under his wing. Like, one initiative that he's working on is he wants to, like, help with, like, childhood cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a young girl in our community that has cancer, and, you know, Trey really has a heart for her. Mm-hmm. So he also has a thing with homeless people. So, like, Trey Cares is going to be his way to give back to the community.
Mm. Dope. Yes. Now, you said the flagship store, man. You want that to be, like, the monument in Philly that people need to come to.
Right. So, I want the Spurgle store to be, like, I have to go to the Spurgle store. So, like, when you come to Philly, it's like, oh, I want to go to the Rocky Steps. But I want to, like, just take that over. Like, I want to go to, like, the Spurgle store. Yeah. You know, so I want it to be a flagship store, you know, in Philadelphia. It might even just be, the only store in the world, like, yeah, the only Spurgle store in USA.
But. And that's what we were saying. We were like, we've seen that with, mm-hmm, with Nip, right? When Crenshaw wasn't a place to go,
right,
he turned it into Venice Beach. Like, right, when you go to L.A., now you want to go to Marathon store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what Spurgle's going.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, do you have any entrepreneurs that you, because I know it's like Milano in Philly, mm-hmm, that she's doing. Shout out to her. Or even like a Virgil Abloh. Do you have like any people that you like look up to in the fashion game or?
So both of them. Like, okay. I look up to Milano a lot. I look up to Mr. Virgil. I look up to like a lot of like business people as well. Like just more people, more like business people, like you know, Mr. like Uncle G,
big business.
Like Wallo, and they people, like, we just chop it up, like, yeah, FaceTiming each other on a regular, and things like that. But like a lot of the, you know, entrepreneurs and everything, like, I see like a lot what's going on, and I'm just loving like the energy. You know, people are just starting to chase their dreams, and everybody is like starting to become like a wave a little bit, and it's like a positive wave. Like, I'm opening up my business, and it's starting to be a cool thing, you know.
You at the forefront,
bro.
Right. You at the forefront of it. That's for sure. So you said that these guys were your mentors before they even knew it, right? Like you said, Diddy and Damon John. Have you run into Damon John? Because I know he's doing it in the business world, but he also comes from the fashion world. Have you had any interactions with him?
No, I haven't met Damon John yet. I do guys' book. I read it. I watch Shark Tank every night. So he mentored me, but he just ain't meet me.
we actually just met him in Miami. Yeah. I just met him in Miami.
This weekend. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah. I ain't get a call, Mr. Richmond. Oh man.
Hopefully, I think he's gonna be on the podcast. So. Well, we'll connect the dots when he comes on the podcast.
All right, don't be holding out.
Nah, that's a legend. That's a legend in the game. So what's the full collection for Spurgle? Because you start with T-shirts, mm-hmm, but now you have a full array of unisex clothing, right?
Right, so now we have, like, different. Like, when I first started, I had, you know, T-shirts, 16, like, white T-shirts. Now we have T-shirts and different colors, different designs, and we have a full collection, sweatsuits, swimwear, footwear, socks, you know, slides. We have body suits for women. We have, like, you know, a lot of different products. Headbands, hats. And we got, you know, so much on the way. What else we got, Ma?
Yeah, it's a lot of different things on the way.
But product-wise, we got Sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah,
we got
that's gonna be released like next week.
Who's a designer? Like, who designs the, like, where you want to put the Spurgo or, like, you know?
Me and mom, really. Me and mom is designing everything.
So y'all up at night, like, you're the creative mind behind this whole thing. Like, all right, we're gonna do this color, this fabric. That's y'all too.
Yeah.
Mom really does a lot of, like mom does, like, really, like, me. All right, so it's like mom does like a lot of designing. I do like a lot of like people emailing. I'll email him back.
He does a lot of the forefront stuff. So yeah. Like for instance, he'll be like he said, "Mom, we need some Spurgo underwear." So it's like I know about fabrics and stuff like that. So yeah. I'll kind of say, "Well, Trey, do you want this kind of fabric or that kind of fabric?" So I'll kind of like give him like a parameters, idea, yeah. Like in different ideas and say, well, do you want this or do you want that? Or he'll come to me and say, mom, we need this. It needs to look like this, 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 and that. And I'll say, all right, well, we can put it on this fabric or this print and I think will be best. So it's kind of like a collaboration of, you know, what he want, the ideas that he want, and then it's like what makes sense.
Yeah. Right. That's kind of what D-Wade, that we spoke to him. He was like, listen, it's about putting people around you that can get your ideas into reality.
So right.
Like, he has the ideas, and you're like, all right, this is how we put it into reality.
Right, yeah.
It's dope.
How do you determine the price points?
So a lot of times, so like when he first started, like, so my undergrad is in accounting.
Okay.
And I was an accountant for 6 years before I was a teacher. When he said he wanted to start a clothing line, we had like a little business meeting where we talked about profits and loss and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of like just calculate like what it costs, like everything from the manufacturing to shipping to packaging to processing and things like that. And then we kind of like multiply where as though he can get a profit off of it.
Okay. Yeah. Dope. Yeah, it's always good to have an in-house accountant.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, mom's a teacher and an accountant and an entrepreneur. And she got two kids that she got to watch and Trey.
So do you want to, so as far as the joke. Business, Spurgo, all right, that's up and running. Do you have goals to start other businesses, like separate from Spurgo?
Yes, I got like a lot of different businesses in mind. I got a book coming out. And then also just like different businesses. Like I want to have a security company. Cleaning company.
Why security?
Security, you know, because I feel like it's important. Everybody needs security.
Everybody
needs security.
And also, in your circle, everybody needs security.
And then like, it's like a good business. It's good for business as well. Like you could easily get contracted. Cleaning.
All your celebrity friends, though.
Right.
You can just handle it.
Right.
Diddy, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. So I know you had a lot of mentors, right, coming up in this game. In your mind, in the next few years, you feel like you're going to be going back doing some mentorship in your community?
Yes. So that's what I'm working on right now is just being able to, because I know that I can't, like, talk to everybody personally, but I want to build, like, I want to build like a network, you know, for kids to, you know, come and express like their dreams and how they could turn it into like a business or how they could, you know, turn it into, you know, something where.
Yeah, we're still trying to flesh it out because Trey gets DMs all the time on like what to do next.
Okay.
Yeah. So like what, like how, like can you take a look at this or can you, you know, so he wants to have like a program where, you know, kids can come and like he can spend that time with them and work through it because the DMs are really like, you know, it's a lot.
So mom, like, because there's a lot of sports parents, right? And like, if you have a child that plays sports, you know, it's a demand. Like, you got to take them to AAU and you got practice and all of that. But it's like to be a business mom and like support your child entrepreneurial dreams. Like, what advice can you give to parents to like encourage them? Like, if their kid has an idea to start a business, like. You have any tips for parents for that?
Yeah, I would say, like, to trust your kids. You know, sometimes we feel like we have all the information and we have, like, all the answers, but kids know a lot. You know, they come from a place that we don't come from. Like, me and Trey is, like, a great team because he has actually taught me so much because I think as an adult, we kind of experience some things where we're, like, afraid or we face rejection or, you know, like, we think too much. Whereas though Trey is like fearless with a lot of things. And, you know, I remember when he talked about me and Meek or whatever, and I was just like, we're not going to get up to the line, because, you know, the line was actually wrapped around the corner. I'm like, we're not going to get there. And, you know, Trey just walked his way up to the front, and they were like, yeah, hey, Spurgo, come here. And, you know, just having that fearless and, you know, just like, you know, I want this and I'm going to go after it. So just trusting your kid, I think that's really important. Kids are smart. You know, they know what they like. They know what they want. And, you know, I think sometimes as adults, we think we know what's best for them, but we need to give them credit and let them even affirm them in knowing that they know what's best for them.
It's beautiful to watch, because like even when we were at lunch and he was trying to order, he's like, yeah, we're going to eat there. And it was that look like, if that's okay with you, Mom. it's still that balance there. Like, yeah, yo, this is Mom, but this is my partner.
Right. So I feel like just let them dream, you know, right. let them, and I feel like give them the tools. I know I feel like I didn't figure life out until I was like 30-ish. 32, you know, so I spent a lot of years making mistakes. So like, I feel like if I can give my kids the opportunity to experiment with different things, you know, to try different things, you know, Trey started off with music. It was expensive being a teacher. We don't make much. So like going to the studio and
tell
stuff
him again.
Like,
tell him again.
Yeah, I'm like, Trey like, Mommy, I need to be in the studio. And I'm like, all right, you know, we went a couple times. After about the fourth time spending hundreds of dollars, I'm like, Trey, we might need to wait a month or two, you know. But like my daughter, she wanted to do like cooking and dance, and you know, like I don't look at it as like a waste of money to allow them to try different things, you know. Right. If I see, you know, a gift in them and I think they should push further, like we're not gonna skip and just go to something different, but I'm allow you to be interested in something and invest in it, you know. We're gonna work it out. You're not gonna quit for any reason, but if it's something that I feel like maybe you're not gifted in or you don't like, you know, we can try something else, you know, so.
Yeah, I think that's a parent's job, to nurture your child's dreams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't have to be sports and entertainment.
No.
That's what we're used to in our communities. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's like their dreams might be to be a journalist or to be
exactly, a
doctor or an entrepreneur. And you got to give that same nurture that if you taking your kid to the basketball court at 6 o'clock in the morning and do drills with them, you got to do the same thing if they want to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
Like, we got to go to the barbershop every Saturday.
Right.
Like, we just got to do it.
Yeah, it was definitely a sacrifice because, like, those Saturdays were my only day off.
Exactly.
So it's definitely a sacrifice. But I saw how he was learning, like, good character skill, like, traits that, you know, I would talk about, but is when he was learning it in motion, it was just like stuff that was sticking. I saw him get like hungry. Like I saw these great things coming about, and it was just like, wow, you know. For me, when it started, it was like, oh, this is cute, you know, this is an opportunity for me to spend time with my kids and, you know, do something fun with them. But after about a month in, I saw that this was something that, like, it grew in him. Mm-hmm. Like, he even wanted to do it, but I saw it grow to be like dream, like his dream got bigger and bigger every week. So
keep dreaming, kid.
Nah, that's powerful.
Keep on doing
that's
it.
That's powerful. But before we wrap up, can you give any words to young entrepreneurs, Trey, that any kids, like, what's your advice for young entrepreneurs, kids that may be interested in business?
Here are like some tips from me. It's like, find your passion. Find like what comes easy to you and hard to others. Find your passion, you know, and run with it. Two is like, your network is your net worth. Like, the people that you hang around, you know, determines like really who you gonna be. Like, if I hang around 5 millionaires every day, you know, I'm done to be like the sixth one. Third one is just when you get started doing what you're doing, stay consistent at it. Staying consistent. A wise man said, if you persistent, you would get it, but if you consistent, you would keep it. And you know, that's like, that goes back to like the brand, you know, consistency. Like when I always had to, what'd you say?
Brand recognition.
Yeah, like brand recognition. Like, I always had the same t-shirt on, you know, for months straight. You know, that's consistency. Like, me going out to the barbershops every Saturday, that's consistency. Like, it's so easy to get it, but it's easy to drop the ball as well. So you got to stay consistent. Also, just, you know, just staying educated. And, you know, you can learn in many ways. Like me, school, I can learn it from you guys' podcasts, reading books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, my book I got coming out. You know, education is key. And then last one is like affirming positive things. Like every single day when I get up, I'm affirming that I'm going to have a good day, you like it or not. Like I'm affirming that. I'm affirming positive things. Every single day I'm affirming that I'm building an empire. I'm building a $1 billion brand. I'm building that I'm a happy person. Like I'm affirming everything like that. Like I am happy. I am strong. I'm powerful. I'm courageous. Like I am successful. I say that stuff every single day in the morning. So when somebody might talk down on me, that like, you know, that don't really affect me because, you know, self-love is you know,
it's the best love.
Self-love is the best love. So that's my tips, like, to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, up-and-coming, you know, just people that's just trying to find themselves, like, find your passion. Your network is your net worth. Staying consistent, staying educated, and affirming positive things.
That's a lot, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. How can the people contact you? Social media, website, all of that information. All
right, so it's Spurgo Billionaire on Instagram. That's the Spurgo page. But me on Instagram is IAMTB Flames. It's IAMTB Flames with Z at the end. Also, it's Spurgo Billionaire on Instagram, Spurgo on Facebook, Spurgo on YouTube, Spurgo on Twitter, Spurgo on Twitter, Spurgo.com where you can get your Spurgo drip. Again, that's Spurgo Billionaire, IMTB Flames, Spurgo on Facebook, Twitter, Spurgo.com on every Spurgo.com for your Spurgo drip.
Drip, 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 big drip.
Yeah, Troy. Yeah, yes.
Shout out to everybody on Patreon.com. Y'all know that's our Proud to Pay program. It has grown. Shout out to all our earners, man. I sent out the message. There was some confusion as to why, how to get to EYL University. Everybody should be clear to do that now. Everybody on EYL University, that is our weekly seminar, a webinar. We have three classes a week. We have a mortgage class with MG, the mortgage guy, our brother, on Mondays. We have the guest webinar on Wednesdays, and Rashad and myself obviously do our webinar on Thursdays. And now we have EYL Espanol. That is going to be starting. Nice. Yeah, cool. Yeah. We finalizing that, so that's going to be rolled out because we want to make sure that all communities are encompassed in this financial literacy learning. So we want to make sure we tackle everybody. So shout out to everybody that's been joining on that and supporting the merch as well. Obviously, Rashad has the EYL University hoodie. I'm wearing our trademark logo, Assets Over Liabilities. So yeah, everybody that's been supporting that, we appreciate it and we love you, of course.
Yeah, Patreon revamped as well. There's new features that's added to Patreon.
Yep.
It's a whole community. So yeah, Patreon, make sure you check that out. That's the way to get episodes early.
Yeah.
Without ads. And don't forget, subscribe to our YouTube, Apple channels. That's important. So yeah, thank you guys for rocking with us. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Swear to God.